forced Klal Yisrael. What does it mean that he forced Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah? First of all, it doesn't make sense. Klal Yisrael said Naaseh V'Nishma. Why did they need to be forced? So the Maharal explained that the kind of forcing that took place, it was not a forcing in that sense. It was a gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that was so great. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed us at Har Sinai his oneness, his achdus. He gave us a glimpse at his oneness, to the point where Klal Yisrael were sold in a way that they were describes it as they were drunk with his love. They were just totally taken by you know, his whole thing. So that's what it means. They didn't have a choice. they didn't have a choice. They saw. Once you've seen that, there's no Bechira Chofshit, and there's no choice anymore. You run. You grab with two hands. You don't let go ever.
The other could make a taina that if that happened to them, they may have accepted the Torah also.
But they never took the first step.
That is true.
They never said the Naaseh V'Nishma. They weren't ready to commit blindly. They wanted to know what did it say in that. Yeah. Oh, you can't kill. You can't do adultery. You can't steal. What's laugh about without that? You know? As you say to the goyim today, okay, no more internet. Are you ready to accept that? And if either yidden should be ready to accept that, but imagine you say that to the goyim today. No, not in, not interested, right? Yes.
But we also learn that Shem held Har Sinai above Klal Yisrael.
So the Maharal. That's what you missed, this, or maybe you were here, but you missed the point. The Maharal says that it wasn't a physical, I'll hold the mountain over you, and if you don't take it, boom, I'm dropping the mountain over you. The Maharal explains that Kof Aleihem Har Kegigis, the Har experience, the Mount Sinai experience was an experience that, as if he was holding a mountain over them, by showing them a glimpse of the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he basically gave them no choice but to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever as a partner, as a spouse, whatever you want to say. Sometimes you just I don't have a choice. This is too good to be true. That's what it was.
How can you not invest?
Yeah, but it's more than an investment here. It's life itself. Yeah. Life. Life source. The neshama which drives us. Saw its source, connected to its source, and it took the driver's seat. Most of the time, the driver's seat for us, especially in today's generation, is the Satan, the Yetzer Hara. He's driving big time, boy. We're lucky we can get a little, like we grab the steering wheel sometimes and try to, let's go a little bit this way. You know, we try, you know, get a bit of his Oirus, a bit of Ruchnius. We try move forward, but most of the time, who's in the driver's seat? Are we in control of our eating? Are we in control of what we look at? Are we in control of the wasted time that we waste during the day? Yeah, Tzahara has got millions of tachbulot, of all kind of ways to distract us from what we're meant to be doing. He's driving big time for most of us. Our job is to try and get hold of that driver's seat. But when you see, when the neshama sees a gilui like that, that's it. The Yetzer Hara, the Satan, is out of the picture. There's nothing to talk about anymore. The MS is so borrowed, it's all there. You don't. That's it. I'm sold. I'm there. That's the kfir here. Anyway, let's go weiter. That was yesterday. Ulam the neuchak dvarim elu nisheres hashayla. But now we have a question. Haskomas klal Yisrael nesuim hoysom itar kfir v'oynes. The haskoma. The agreement of Klal Yisrael in this whole marriage kaviyochol was through coercion, oynes. V'im kein omno mitzad ha-choson, from the choson's point of view, anisuim heim nisuim muchletes, u'bale toikev rav, right? Ad she toikfu mula yuchol l'shalcho kol yomo. Because from the choson side, like we said yesterday, it was like a situation of oynes. Where lo yuchal eshalchol kol yomav, you can never ever send her away. You can never divorce such a wife. Ulam mitzad akalo, from the color side, הרי לא הייתה כאן הסכומה בדי או ברור או מתוך בחיר או חופשית. Fine, you were forced into relation, but you never, the Kala didn't really have a choice here, right? It was, she was forced into it. Im kein keitzad nitan lingroi lekach, how can we achieve this situation? Shegam mitzad akalo nisuim elu nechshovim le nisuim gemurim. How can we get to a point where even from the Kala side, the nisuim are from total desire, from hope, from her part for this relationship, and not through a coercion of some sort. Atshuva lekach hi oiso chupa sheitchila b'mamad Har Sinai. The answer is that chupa that started at Mamad Har Sinai adayin mamshicho kol hayomim. It's a chupa that's going to last for all the. For all times, it carries on forever. Not forever, you will see, but as long as it's a physical world, right? Adayin mamshicho kol hayomim, all the days, ad leyoyim haniskov, until that big day, shebo yiskaimu divrei hanavi Hoshea, until the words of the Navi Hoshea will be fulfilled. Ve'erastich li le'olam, ve'erastich li b'tzedek u'v'mishpat, v'tzed u'v'racham, ve'erastich li b'emunah v'yodat es Hashem. When we get to that point of a rastich, of where that bond is tied for eternity. At that point, when Mashiach comes, that's when the nisuin, that's when the marriage ceremony will come to its completion. Choshuv lahoisif. It's important to add. Shebiyachas lekesher anitzchi shebein Hashem liYisrael. In proportion. If we compare, right, in proportion to the yachas of the kesher anitzchi, right, the eternal kesher that's going to be between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not until Moshiach comes, forever. Nitzchi. I don't know what that means, but it means non-ending, right? Chupo v'ashloish esalofim v'ashloish me'at shona eina nechsheves l'chupa arucho kol kach. If you take 3,300 years and you put it against eternity, it's a fraction, it's nothing. So for us, it might seem like a long, long time that this chuppah is going on, that we have to show our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this marriage, without the coercion. But in the bigger picture, it's a small amount of time, it's not so long. Lo'orech kvozu ha'chosen v'akalo megalim etz retzoinam ha'muchlot. During this tekufa, right, the chosn and the kala show megalim es ritzoinam amuchlot, their absolute, definite desire va'abilti nitan le'iru, and a desire that cannot be challenged li nosei zelazeh, to be married one to another. Again, we're talking terminologies that don't really. Aren't really shart HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the only way for us to grasp this relationship. Mitoich haskoma meleya umuchletes, absolute haskoma, no coercions, no nothing at all. Venimtzaim kein sheis mashkus takufo mechazekes is kesha nisui. The longer this period is going to last, and the more we can show in this period our dedication to this marriage, to this relationship, the stronger this relationship is going to be ultimately when the Gilui happens at the Moshiach, and when Klal Yisrael is forever embedded in this relationship, the stronger our dedication has been to this relationship in this Tkufa where it was tested, we're going to see now what that means, the stronger it's going to be ultimately when we get to that point of a Rastik Liloi.
Marriage has consummated.
Exactly. We're still in the chuppah stage.
No, it's
a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's a mahalach. Not that everybody learns this way, but that's his. He's developing a mahalach here. Shono chachomim. Chachomim taught in Tana de Beilio. Sheishe salofim shono have alma. The world is going to be a 6,000-year world. Shnei alofim toyu. The first 2,000 is going to be toyu, void of any real meaning. Shnei Alofim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. Shnei Alofim Yemoshe Mashiach, and 2,000 years of Yemoshe Mashiach. B'meshech Alpaim Shnois Toyu Hoyu Olam Shomei. In those first 2,000 years, the world was basically shomem, deserted, desolate. Since the sin of Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol ibed es hakala shelo. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost his kala, ad shehigia alpaim shnois Torah. Until the 2,000 years of Torah came into the world, hamatchilo is me Avraham Avinu. Let's start with Avraham Avinu in this week's parsha again. Shekoras brisim Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yiftiach lo lekachas his bonav shiyu kalosa shel Hashem Yisborach. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yiftiach lo lekachas his bonav shiyu kalosa shel Hashem Yisborach. And I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to take Avraham Avinu's descendants as his spouse, right? Ba'alpayim Torah Elu, in these first 2,000 years of Torah, Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaChoson Es Ritzoinoi Benisuyim Kalosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his tremendous desire and want, his courting. Kaviyochel is courting the kala. He's showing from his side he really, really wants this relationship, right? Umare nisim geluyim le'ovesak doishim. He shows tremendous nisim, right?
You're saying
to the
ovesak
doishim in the 2,000 years of Torah that started with Avraham Avinu. First 2,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on his own. He didn't have a partner. He didn't have a kala.
It's like when you're waiting for your kala to be in the right place. That you could even start dating.
Yeah. So now he's starting to court the kala. He shows he has a desire to have a relationship with him, right? Nisim geluim le'ovetzak doishim v'livneim achareim b'mamar ha'sinai, and to the future generations in Mamar ha'sinai. Be'ez ha'licho b'midbar. Tremendous nisim while they were going through the midbar, right? I mean, just imagine getting up every morning. Your clothes are iron pressed. They're like new, right? Your clothes, if you just bought them out of the shop, they've been pressed, clean, new. They grow on you, right? As you grow, the clothes are growing with you. We can talk about these things, but imagine this really happening. Nisim Geluim. The desert is a bumpy, rough terrain with snakes and scorpions and who knows what's going on over there. Flat. No mountains, no steep incline, nothing. Flat land. Klal Yisrael walk on flat land. There's no sun beating down on them. They have the Ananei HaKovod that are protecting them from the sun. The weather's perfect the whole time they're in the desert, right? I mean, Nisim Geluim, right? Incredible. The Mon. You wake up in the morning, you go outside, you take your vessel, whatever you want, and you take your food for the day. Eating out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. That's the Midbar, right? Eis kibush Eretz Yisrael ba'oitzah t'mosim, the tremendous wars, the nisim of the wars of the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, starting with Yericho, right? Yericho, you walk around the wall a few times, you blow a couple of shofars. This massive wall that was impenetrable, right? Can't get in there, Yericho. V'Yericho sogur umsugeres mipnei b'nei Yisrael. Ein yoitzev ein bo. Cannot get in. Right? There's no chance to get through this wall in a normal way. No problem. Just make a few akofas around Yericho, blow the shofar, and I didn't use that word. There's a big comparison between the seven akofas and Yericho, the whole thing, but we're not going to talk about that now. And the wall just sinks into the ground like nothing. You walk in, you conquer the whole city. 31 kings, each one mightier than the other, giants. Huge. No one would dare to even start up with these kings. Yeshua wiped them all out. There's a tape I heard from a brevda once that Yeshua had he used the Shemus HaKadoshim. He would just like point his sword at them and they would just like you know, it sounds like a fantasy world, but this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'll take care of it for you. Just pretend you're in the war. Just go through motions. I'll clear the land for you. No problem. That's what it was. If anybody's been to the underground tunnels by the Beis Hamikdash, right? By the Kotel, and you see the size of those stones, right? Just try to figure out how they got those stones into place. You could tell me all the theories about they had logs and they filled in the land to the level that they wanted the logs. That's very nice, right? They might say there must have been a lot of Nisim involved to get the stones to the right shape and the right size. They had this shomi, right? They had this worm. Sounds very cute, right? But that's, I mean, just think about it. We have a little worm that cuts through stone in the quarry, right? It prepares the stones for you. Then you just somehow move them into place. Nisim Geluim, right? Hashra'as Hashchina betoichoi. The Hashra'as Hashchina. We can talk about it. We can say that the Shekhinah came down to the Tachtoni. We can say the Shekhinah came down to this earth. But it's something that's incomprehensible. It's not shaykh to comprehend what that means. This is a little speck of earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a little earth here. Created some people on here and everything like that. On this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Shekhinah down into this earth. Lo yitochet. Asara nisim guluim bechol yom. There were 10 nisim every single day, right? Have you ever been to an abattoir? Or have you ever seen a spoiled meat, piece of spoiled meat lying on the street? What's it covered with?
Flies.
Right? Beit HaMikdash was an ongoing abattoir, right? The whole day there was shechting animals left, right and center. There's blood everywhere. There's animals, skinning animals. Can you imagine in a normal situation, how many flies should have been there? Zero. No flies. Nisim Guluim, right? Well, you can look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It lists all the 10 over there. Yeah. The smoke, right? The smoke. The smoke from the Ketores. Every day they would light the Ketores, right? Special incense, beautiful smell, would fill the whole Yerushalayim. It said that a woman didn't need to wear perfume at the time of when they used to offer up the Ketores. The smell was so, would just fill everything with an incredible smell, right? Up till Yericho they would smell it, I think. And the smoke that rose from the Ketores rose in a straight line, straight up to Shammai. No wind could do anything to that smoke. Nisim Geluim. There's a Gemara in Yuma, you can look it up yourself, I'm not making this up. That says that for the Koyanim, there was a tree in the Beit HaMikdash that grew koyans. You can look it up, I'm not making this stuff up. That's how they had money to live. There was koyans growing on a tree. You know, your mother always told you, money doesn't grow on the tree. Well, money grows on trees in the Beis HaMikdash. When there's Nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's there, money can grow on trees as well. Nisim Geluim, we don't even know what it means. You know, for us, you know, like we talk about these things. Nisim Geluim. Nisim Geluim. You know how many millions of people came into the Azorah on Erev Pesach to shech the Korban Pesach? It's not Shaykh. It says, Oimdim Tzfufim. Imagine you're standing. Have you ever been to the Levaya of one of the Gedolim, right? If you get near the action, right? You can't move, you get pushed, you can't. So I've been there, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein's Levaya in Yerushalayim. So I was a bocher, you know, I went right into the chotzer of Eitz Chaim next to Machane Yehuda. I was in the chotzer, and suddenly they called out on a ramko, Lefanot et hachatzer. Everybody out, right? Everybody out. Well, we didn't walk, we were carried. I was like, somebody falls there, Hashem Yirachem, but you can't fall. There's no room to fall. There's no room to fall. Not comfortable, right? So imagine, we're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, Oimim Tzfufim, right? You can't move. It's so crowded, you can't move, right? Comes time for to bow down. Mishtachavim Ravochim. Everybody bows down. And bowing down takes, depends how tall you are, right? But takes 2, 3, 4, 5 times the amount of space than standing on your 2 feet, right? Revochim. Plenty space. By the way, there's a nice vort. Bli keshe to this, but using this vort. It says in Beis HaMikdash, Oindim tzfufim im shtachavim revochim. When a person gets married, his house is a mikdash ma'at. His house is like a small mikdash. A house is like a Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina comes down. It's not stam called a mikdash ma'at. It says, Oindim tzfufim. If people stand on their principles, you know, and they're very makbi, you know, it has to be done my way. If they oimed him, if they stand up, right, and they want to always have it their way, tzfufim. Even a nice large villa, right, will feel very crowded. You feel like you're trapped in a, you always, the house is very crowded, even just you and your wife. But mishtachavim, if a person's mevater, person mishtachavim, he bows down to the other person's retzoinos, then revochim. Lots of room. That's dumb as sidewalk. Okay, back to the Nissan.
Plenty of room in my house.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Right, so my grandparents used to put pennies on one of their plants by the entrance to the house. They told us it was a money tree. So when you said this, it reminded me, like, they used to, as a kid, you're like, oh, the money does, you just have to be lucky to catch it. It's only ever pennies, but still.
Bekitsur, throughout the courtship, those 2,000 years, right, the Midbar, the Oves HaKdoshim, the Midbar, Hamamad Har Sinai, the Midbar, Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, incredible Nisim Gluim. There was no question where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there every day in the Beis HaMikdash, every day the Nisim Gluim, right? K'moy Kein, Dvar Hashem, Oyo Golu V'Yodua B'Fi Neviyov. Not only the Nisim you saw, but there were Nevi'im there. Nevi'im that got the Dvar Hashem directly. Went to the Novi, he told you exactly what's going on. Right? The Oirech Kol HaShonim Alolu, the whole Tkufa of the 2,000 years, there were Nevi'im. Yediyas Hashem Hoitzu Metzuyo Etzel Kulom. Everybody knew the Yediyas Hashem, right? Everybody knew exactly what Hashem was all about. The Matzav Zeh Shel Gilui Ritzon Hashem Ein Lekala Breiro. Like we said, right? The Kala didn't have a choice. When it's so borrowed, the chotan is courting her the whole time. He's kaviyochel. Excuse the use of this word, but he's flirting with her the whole time.
Oh my gosh!
Flirting in a way that there's no question that he's after her, right? He's continuously doing things to show his presence. There's no way for the kala to ignore him. In that situation, right? And she eventually she agrees, okay, that's it, I'm in, right? What happens then? Then we put the relationship to a test. Okay? After that, from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we enter a tkufa called Alpayim Shnois Yemois HaMoshiach. Shom chala tafkid ala kala. Now the kala has to take over. Al knesses Yisrael, right? Klal Yisrael. Laharois es ritzoino, legalois es askomosel anisui. Now it's Klal Yisrael's chance to show that through thick and thin, we are in this relationship. We're not going anywhere. Beis HaMikdash chora. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Hakalo yoytes mi beis achotzon legolus moro vekosho. The kalo Klal Yisrael is thrown out of the house into a golus moro vekosho. What's a good word? Golus moro vekosho. Right, a painful, bitter golus. He nirdefes ad chorma yedei sonel. She is chased to the end. Right, continuously chased by all those that hate her, right? Haromoim, the Romans, Hoedoimim, whoever that is, Hanoitzrim, the Noitzrim, the Christians, right? Hamuslomim, the Muslims, Hatzavlonim, the Crusades, Ha'Inquisitia, the Inquisition, right? Gezeros Tach V'Tach, the terrible Gezeros Tach V'Tach, all the communities in Germany that were just wiped out. Oy, Hashem Yerachim, ha-communism, right? Communism. Ha-shoya ba-Eroipa. The terrible Holocaust in Europe. Ha-shoya ha-ruchonis. She's choylelom, is choyleles, alidei tarbus amaro. The terrible Holocaust, spiritual Holocaust, that the Western world brought in its wake of Hefkerus, right? Democracy, everything is allowed. Freedom of speech, freedom of everything, freedom of morality, freedom of same gender marriages. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. There's no limit to the and the influence on that it's had on Klal Yisrael. Shem Yerachem. Talk about spoilerless, right? You talk about the intermarriage in America, the percentages, right? Reform, conservative movements, what they've done to Klal Yisrael, destroyed Klal Yisrael. I mean, you look in America, and I'm not saying that Klal Yisrael is not alive and thriving. The Torah community is amazing. But how many have we lost? This is Rav Noach Weinberg, right? He used to shry about this. This was his big thing. There's a fire, there's a Holocaust going on. We need to fight this.
Only one-fifth came out of Mitzrayim.
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened to the other fourth? Yeah. Sucked in.
Yeah, yeah. To be continuous. Continuous.
Good.
Sunday morning. Either by me or by Shur.